קוב סנוב זיין צד זיין. אין הביצע רשע בצויה עד שאיך לה אומן מפירוי ואימו. One who cut the bread, you shouldn't eat from the bread till most of the people that they go to with him say Omen. If there are a few individuals that are taking a long time to say the Omen, he doesn't have to wait for them. Yudzayin. Habaytzeh poshet yodah t'chil l'akar l'achol. V'lachol kovel l'misha godl y'medo rashoy. The one who made the bracha and cut the bread, he gets the first piece. That's with somebody more choshet than him and he wants him to chapet him and let him pick the first piece. Yudchas. Habaytzeh n'oyt n'prutze f'nei kol l'achol. Ha'ech l'oyt n'prutze b'yodah. The milge is not to give bread directly into the hand of the one who's getting it. In other words, if you made hamoitzi like on Shabbos and you're giving it out, you do not give it into the hands of anybody. And you also, says the Mishnah, shouldn't throw the bread because it's a bizoyin for oichel. Even though certain type of foods, if you throw them, it's not a bizoyin because nothing's going to happen to them. But here's the proof of hamoitzi. You have to give it extra kovet and it should not be thrown at all. And like we said, you don't give it directly into the hand of the person unless the person is over. It's based on a posik, perusso, tzion diodel. Sounds like the Mdavel of the Chuvin Yerushalayim, tzion stretched out his hand. That's a remnant to the prusa of hamitzi, which is given into the hand of the over. So then Shabbos, you don't give it differently to the over because that's shayla, making a potent act of avelis. They bring from Rambozo that says that this faith and not to put in the hand is after that first slice that's person's eating after the broth. Sif Yud Tes. Mi Shein Oichel, Einu Yochel Vorfil, Samoitzi Loitzi Oichelim. If a person is not eating now, it cannot make Samoitzi for other people, because they consider Beir Sanenim. Even though on Shabbos, there is a mitzvah to eat Samoitzi, for the various explanations, it's not Mechuyiv, some say because the mitzvah is have only Shabbos, and it's not feeling well, and feels better not to eat it, and it's not Mechuyiv to eat it. But the bottom line is, that even on Shabbos, that mitzvah to eat bread, still it's considered Beir Sanenim, and one cannot be mitzi other people if he didn't eat. Apel Ketanen, Yochel Levorach, Apel Pishen Oichel, Yimon Kedil Chantzal B'mitzvahs. They're cotton, that you want to teach them how to make a brocha, teach them the concept of making a brocha, then you can make a brocha for them. Because it's an idea of chinuch, doesn't have to go through the regular rules of brochas. Siv Chof, Fil B'Shabbos Shuchai L'Echel Pasla Yivorachat Aviv Yosem Oichel. As we said before, that even on Shabbos, where a person is required to eat bread, even so, he cannot make a moitzi for somebody else. A person is making a bracha, not eating. V'shol bracha acher, af al pi she'enu toyim, el birz al moitzi, the matzah v'el alishu shel Pesach, v'el zian nekidish, and shalai min shel yom. The only exception to the rule that one can make a bracha of a moitzi for somebody else is on Leila Seder, because there is a chiv specifically to eat matzah. Or wine for Kiddush, and also there's a mitzvah to do it ala yayin, and therefore it's considered like part of the mitzvah, to build the mitzvahs, and then call Yisrael Arayim Zelazet, I have to make sure it does the mitzvah. But now, what about the first night of Sukkot? So they also, there's Shabbat, it's a chiv to eat in the first night of Sukkot. The Mishabura says, also the first night of Sukkot, one can also be with other people, Tamoitzi, even though he himself is not eating, because it's equivalent to eating matzah. The rest of the time, there's no chiyuv after to eat. Just if you want to eat, you have to eat in the sukkah. That which one can make a bar priyakov with somebody else for kiddush, and even kiddush in the morning of Shabbos. Rama says, "Yesh lechol atrusa shabbat zolem kodim shiyachol pasacha." If a person made a moitzi, he should first eat from the slice that he cut, and then afterwards eat other bread. In elus l'teirah shemchilas mitzvah. It shows that you cherish the mitzvah by right away eating the piece that you made the bracha on, even the chashivah. Shabru brings from the Shabbat Kodesh that says you should leave a little bit from the moitzi, and you should eat at the end of the meal, so that you should also have time that moitzi, at the end of the meal, after kodim. It says you shouldn't feed from the prusa, the slice that you cut for a moitzi, shouldn't feed to an animal or a bird, because that piece of the chashivah, not only is the piece you take it for yourself, but if the way you do it is you cut off a little piece and then you cut off, you know, you cut off the end and then you cut off the second piece for yourself, then that end piece also you shouldn't feed to animals. Going should be in the habit of that also.